Henleys remembers our founder, Mike Raw.
The new 1450 WJBX. Some things never change. Chuck McCoy's still here to get you home safely in the afternoon. Catch him Monday after 3 o'clock. The new 1450 WJBX.
I realize you're seeing someone new.
Listening to a greatest hits weekend all weekend long on the new 1450 WJBX.
The new 1450 WJBX Valley Four Seasons on a greatest hits weekend. I'm Mike Robb here. About 10 before 6, Greater Bridgeport weather, cloudy, some fog tonight. Low in the 60s, couple of hazy hot days coming up at least until Tuesday. Daytime highs in the 80s, chance of showers as the afternoon goes on. Nighttime lows in the 60s, about 83 out right now.
Why does everyone seem to show up at McKenzie's at night to relax and have a few drinks? Maybe it's the atmosphere. McKenzie's has a nice, cozy, pub-like atmosphere. There's a dartboard, there's a ball game almost always on, and of course, an oldies jukebox. Then again, another reason people show up at night at McKenzie's may be to indulge themselves in McKenzie's famous nachos. It's hard to pinpoint exactly why everybody goes to McKenzie's at night. It's probably because McKenzie's is McKenzie's. McKenzie's, 3001 Fairfield Avenue in the Black Rock section of Bridgeport.
WJBX and the Downtown Cabaret Theater are presenting a special, by invitation only, dress rehearsal of Pump Boys and Dinettes. Thursday evening, July 31st, followed by a cast
pump
party.
Boys.
And Dinettes, meet the Pump Boys.
Meet the Dinettes.
You can win tickets for this event by being the 14th caller at 336-WJBX after hearing the sound of the applause. Your chance to win starts Monday morning at 7 a.m.
Good food, and atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
We got sweet potato fries. And
food and fixins are provided by the Drumstick Barbecue of Bridgeport. Thursday night, July 31st, your chance to view a special dress rehearsal, invitation only, viewing of Pump Boys and Dinettes. All of this is brought to you by the Downtown Cabaret Theater, Drumstick Barbecue, Coors, and WJBX. Listen to win on the new 1450 WJBX.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. WJBX.
I can't stop loving you.
Of dreams of yesterday.
Greatest hits of all time, all weekend long. This is a greatest hits weekend on the new 1450 WJBX.
As I write this letter, send my love to you.
P.S. I love you.
We're making the difference. The new 1450 WJBX, Bridgeport.
Good afternoon. It is 80 degrees at 6 o'clock. I'm Kevin Reddy, WJBX News. The activities are over in Hartford for the state Democratic convention. And when it was all said and done, challenger Toby Moffitt was 20 votes shy of forcing a September primary against Governor William O'Neill. Moffitt says he's going to take some time off to evaluate his position.
I'm very tired. I think all of us are very tired. We have been on the road for a long time in pursuit of this nomination.
But Moffitt does say he intends to pursue his court battle over the May Waterbury delegate primary, which is under investigation by the state's attorney's office there for alleged absentee ballot fraud. As for the race for state treasurer, State Representative Maurice Mosley of Waterbury lost out to former Hartford Deputy Attorney Frank Borges for party nomination. Borges was supported by Bridgeport Mayor Tom Busey, among others, for that post. But Mosley did have enough delegate support to go against Borges in September for a primary and is considering that option. With Bridgeport Mayor Tom Busey in Hartford today for the convention, that left it up to others in the city government to be his representatives for today's celebration at Beardsley Terrace. A parade was held today to mark the change in name of the housing project to Trumbull Gardens. And mayoral aide Lenny Grimaldi stood in for Busey to cut the ribbon at the start.
On behalf of the mayor, Thomas W. Busey, and the city of Bridgeport, we commence the dedication of Trumbull Gardens.
Fleeta Hudson of the Bridgeport Board of Education also did her part, presenting a certificate from the city to mark the change in direction for the state-owned housing project. If you had a ticket in the lotto drawing last night and you bought it in Fairfield, you might want to double-check your numbers. State lottery officials say the one winning ticket in last night's lotto drawing was bought at a store in Fairfield. That ticket is worth about $1.1 million. The winning numbers, by the way, were 2, 3, 11, 14, 16, and 34. And today's record high of 103 degrees made it 14 days in a row. It's been over 100 degrees in Columbia, South Carolina, and there's no rain in the forecast there either. That's bad news for farmers who've lost millions of dollars in wilted crops. It's gotten so bad they're having to rely on donated hay from farmers in the Midwest to feed cattle. It's 6:02 at WJBX. Greater Bridgeport weather for around here. Mostly cloudy with some fog and lows in the 60s expected tonight. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 80s. And tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of rain, and lows again in the 60s. Right now it is 80 degrees at 6:03. I'm Kevin Reddy, WJBX News. And now more of the Greatest Hits Weekend with Mike Robb on the new 1450 WJBX.
The new 1450 WJBX, all the world over, people gotta be free, except over on Main Street. I think there's a lady of the charges, I'm not sure. A little after 6 o'clock of Mike Robb on a Greatest Hits Weekend, and Billy Joel, WJBX.
Don't go changing to try and please me.
The greatest hits from now and then, and 1450 is playing on the gear. We're making the difference, WJP.
The new 1450 WJBX on a Greatest Hits Weekend. Mike Robb, Sock Hop, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight with Ed Butler. Greater Bridgeport weather, cloudy, some fog overnight. Watch out, low in the 60s, hot again tomorrow at a high in the 80s. Cloudy and again a chance of rain on Monday. 78 WJBX.
More of your all-time favorites than ever before. This is our Greatest Hits Weekend on the new 1450 WJBX.
The new 1450 WJBX. Here, Mike Robb at the Greatest Hits Weekend. Pump Boy and Dinette tickets and a chance to go to a special party. Details on the way. Hang on to win from WJBX.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be.
The new 1450 WJBX. Hello there. 621 Mike Robb. Greatest Hits Weekend. Phone's already working here, and you can get the chance to get your songs on for the Sock Hop. And Butler and the Saturday Night Sock Hop and the songs you want to hear on the phone and on the radio, too, coming up after 7 o'clock tonight from WJBX.
Every day on WJBX, we play Greater Bridgeport's greatest hits by request on the noon hour of oldies.
I'd like to hear Stevie Wonder's Fingertips Part 1 and dedicate it to Karen and Joan.
We're Karen and Joan today.
You're here at Town Hall with me.
How about Snoopy versus the Red Baron?
Well, can you play Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys?
I think you can play Get a Job by the Silhouettes.
Runaway by Del Shannon.
Someone you want to send it to?
Yes, to all the 1960 SIGEP.
The noon hour of oldies, weekdays on the new 1450 WJBX.
The Minute 1450 WJBX. I, pardon me, was having a 60s flashback there. Happens once in a while. How are you here? Greatest Hits Weekend. I'm Mike Robb in Greater Bridgeport. Weather for you. Hazy sunshine, maybe a shower here the rest of the day. Cloudy, foggy overnight. I suggest that you have somebody else drive to the party, all right? Overnight low in the 60s. Hazy hot tomorrow. Another scorcher. High in the 80s. 85 now. WJBX.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Minute 1450 WJBX. It's the Greatest Hits Weekend. More of Greater Bridgeport's Greatest Hits all weekend long. Stuff coming up here for you from The Circle. Mick Jagger and the Stones. A little something from Lou Rawls and a classic from about 20 years ago from Roy Head. All on the way here. How are you? It's a weekend. And Mike Robb at about 3:22. Summertime weekend, of course. Unless you've been inside the house for the past 6 months with the air conditioning on, you know that if there ever was a day for a good ice cream, this is it. And when you talk about good ice cream, you talk about Hood ice cream. All of us here in the New England states are ice cream experts, believe it or not. You know that there are more dishes, cones, scoops of ice cream per person consumed here than anywhere else in America, and none of us show it. Right? Of course not. I'm a slim 390 pounds. Well, Hood is the number one ice cream in New England. It's the number one ice cream among everybody who knows good taste. It's made from the finest fresh dairy ingredients, too. Best of all, you know, when you have to look at that list and choose, despite the fact it's tough to make the final decision, Hood comes in a big assortment of 19 delicious flavors. It makes it a little more confusing at the time you have to make your choice, but there's some good ones to choose from. How does this sound? A Dutch chocolate almond? Topped off with that, maybe a scoop of Sunshine Patch, or maybe good old-fashioned chocolate on top. There's another 16 flavors from Hood to choose from, and best of all, it's the same quality ice cream that has been turned out by Hood for all of us in New England since 1846. Good deal of stuff, and a good Hood ice cream cone or a dish or a sundae could be waiting for you right now. Simply go to your nearest store, and when you shop through the cooler and let the nice cool air from the freezer waft up upon you, take your time, sort through all those cartons of ice cream, and just keep one name in mind, Hood, because whatever flavor you choose, you can always feel good about Hood.
Greater Bridgeport's 1450 WJBX.
Minute 1450 WJBX. Hi there, Mike Robb at almost 3:30 here on a Greatest Hits Weekend. Thank you for your phone calls this afternoon. I want to say hi to some folks all the way from Cheshire who obviously were on top of their house with a coat hanger to listen to this radio station. I got to give you something for perseverance, hon. Here's your song from the Stylistics, WJBX. The new 1450 WJBX. It's just after 3:30 here. Mike Robb in Greater Bridgeport. Weather for this afternoon. Cloudy, hazy for the rest of what you got. Tonight, cloudy, some fog overnight. Do what you're driving. Low to be in the 60s. Hazy, humid, high in the 80s again tomorrow. Back to work on Monday with clouds and showers. You guessed it, high again in the 80s. Outside, little steamy, up to 84. WJBX.
Summer. A hike through Roosevelt Forest, a swim at Fairfield Beach, and Greater Bridgeport's summer fun on the new 1450 WJBX. You're listening to a Greatest Hits Weekend, all weekend long on the new 1450 WJBX.
Minute 1450 WJBX, Greatest Hits Weekend, and it continues with your Saturday night sock hop here. Songs by request, to get them on the phone. Ed Butler plays them back after 7 o'clock tonight on the sock hop. The new 1450 WJBX.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call?
WJBX. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry all the time. You ain't no friend of mine.
Better 1450 WJBX. And Mike Robb here in the afternoon. And the movie Legal Eagles produced a couple of good things. Got to see a lot of Deborah Winger and a song from Rod Stewart at WJBX.
Ooh, baby, I don't know why.
Live at 1450 WJBX. It's about 10 to 4 o'clock here. Greatest Hits Weekend and a lot more of Greater Bridgeport's Greatest Hits on the way from a group called Styx out of Chicago. Classic from The Temptations and Bobby Lewis, too, coming up for you here. I'm Mike Robb with this reminder. There's a Gay 90s Summer Fest going on right now until 7:30 tonight at the Fairfield Grace United Methodist Church. Now, if you'd like more information about scooting over there and getting in on some of the fun, get in touch with me. Continuing to make the difference here at the new 1450 WJBX. JBX.
You can pay a lot more for quality furniture this summer, but you can't find better quality, better prices, and better value than at Briner's. Now, if you've been to Briner's Furniture in Bridgeport, you know they have the largest selection of beautiful contemporary and traditional furniture to be found. You know about the fine service and low prices that have made Briner's famous for 75 years. But maybe you didn't know about Briner's store-wide summer sale with discounts of 20 to 50%. Every single bedroom and dining room set at Briner's, every chair, love seat, sofa, and recliner, every living room table, even every lamp has been reduced. And those 20 to 50% discounts are taken off Briner's already low prices. Why, at Briner's, you can actually buy a love seat and a sofa for a price that other stores charge for the sofa alone. If you don't want to pay more, and who does, come to the store-wide summer sale at Briner's Furniture, 2300 Main Street in Bridgeport, one half mile south of St. Vincent's Hospital.
WJBX and the Downtown Cabaret Theater are presenting a special, by invitation only, dress rehearsal of Pump Boys and Dinettes, Thursday evening, July 31st, followed by a cast
pump
party.
Boys.
You can win tickets for this event by being the 14th caller at 336-WJBX. After hearing the sound of the applause, your chance to win starts Monday morning at 7 a.m.
Good food,
uh-huh.
An atmosphere,
oh yeah.
We got sweet potato fries. And
food and fixins are provided by the Drumstick Barbecue of Bridgeport. Thursday night, July 31st, your chance to view a special dress rehearsal, invitation only, viewing of Pump Boys and Dinettes. All of this is brought to you by the Downtown Cabaret Theater, Drumstick Barbecue, Coors, and WJBX. Listen to win on the new 1450 WJBX.
Hey, hey. See, I know the words to all the popular songs. The new 1450 WJBX, about 5 before 4 o'clock here on the Greatest Hits Weekend. And Mike Robb, and you'll never find another love like mine. But there's a guy who likes Jell-O on the corner you can probably catch him. Lou Rawls by request at WJBX.
You'll never find
WJBX. My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. Well, take good care of my baby.
We're making the difference. The new 1450 WJBX, Bridgeport.
Good afternoon. It is 85 degrees at 4 o'clock. I'm Kevin Reddy, WJBX News. Governor O'Neill will be the official Democratic candidate for governor. At the state Democratic convention in Hartford this afternoon, Moffitt fell about 20 votes short of the number of delegates he needed to force the September primary. After the final vote, Moffitt said he had hoped things would have gone differently with the voting of some delegations.
I was disappointed that we didn't see more movement in the cities, particularly Bridgeport and New Haven. Yes, I was disappointed in that.
But Moffitt says he still intends to continue fighting the outcome of the May 20th Waterbury delegate primary, which is being investigated by the Waterbury State's Attorney's Office for absentee ballot misuse. It's a new name for Bridgeport's Beardsley Terrace apartment. From now on, the housing project will be known as Trumbull Gardens. Among the festivities today marking the name change was a parade down Trumbull Avenue to the Park City Magnet School. In Bridgeport for the parade was Tom Ciccolone of the Connecticut Housing Authority, which runs Trumbull Gardens and the Pequannock Apartments.
I think it's just fantastic that the community's come out and they're very active and just a great day. It's a new beginning, and I'm glad to be part of it.
As to the actual renovation of the housing projects, which has been on hold for some months while finding a new contractor, that is scheduled to be back in full operation within a month. If you have Kraft ice cream polar bars in your freezer, get rid of them. WJBX's Lenore Scommel explains.
No more polar bars. Those ice cream squares were pulled off the shelves yesterday, and State Consumer Protection head Mary Heslin says if you have them, throw away the bar and save the wrapper. You can get a refund on the ice cream. A strain of Listeria bacteria, which is a germ that infects milk, has been found in two Kraft Dairy Company plants. The bacteria is dangerous to pregnant women, children, the elderly, or anyone with a weak immune system. I'm Lenore Scommel, WJBX News.
It's 4:02 at WJBX. Greater Bridgeport weather, clouds and hazy sunshine for the rest of the afternoon. Possibility of showers, too. Tonight should be mostly cloudy with fog and lows in the 60s expected. Tomorrow, hazy and humid with highs in the 80s. Right now, it is 85 degrees at 4:03. I'm Kevin Reddy, WJBX News. And now on to more of the greatest hits weekend with Mike Robb on the new 1450 WJBX.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.